a new drug that has been circulating in the New Brunswick underground drug supply and was seized by police in Amherst in November, is extremely dangerous, says Debbie Warren, the executive director of frontline harm reduction organization Ensemble Moncton. Nova Scotia RCMP seized small quantities of pills and powder on November 26th in Amherst, and later testing determined it was isotonatazine, a highly potent synthetic opioid similar to but more powerful than fentanyl. Warren says the isotonatazine is often disguised as prescription opioids.
It is very similar to fentanyl. And we also know that we have it present in our city. And we also have what they call Shady Eight, which people think look more like Dilaudid, like an opioid. But it tends to have either that drug and or the fentanyl in it. We do know that it's very strong drug. And that normally when people are being administered naloxone with an overdose, that 1 to 2 injections will address it. And we know just recently when we experienced one here locally, that it took 4 injections to reverse the overdose. So it's very strong, very powerful.
Warren says that Ensemble Moncton clients are terrified of what could be in the drugs available to them, but are compelled to use because they will become extremely ill if they don't.
Nobody wants to die, right?
Yes.
And they're very terrified about the quality of the drugs that they are having access to.
Ensemble's demand for naloxone kits has grown rapidly in the last month or two, says Warren, to the point where it's hard to keep up with demand. To make matters worse, the kits come with 2 shots of naloxone, which normally is enough to revive someone, although in the case of overdose with isotonatazine, has proven to be not enough. Warren says what's needed is access to a safe drug supply for people suffering from addictions disorder.
You know, first we have very sick people with a complex health issue, and we don't have, you know, safe drug supply for them. We don't have adequate treatment services for them. And on top of that, we have an underground drug supply that is gone awry, and we don't know what's in it.
Warren says people with addictions disorder who are at risk of encountering drugs like isotonatazine are part of our communities.
Anywhere, they're New Brunswickers, Monctonians, Sackville folks, you know. And they deserve to have empathy and an understanding how complex this disease is.
Sadly, Warren says the seizure of drugs won't really reduce the use of uncontrolled and possibly dangerous opioids.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. They're just desperate. They'll find it somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people say, well, we have a task force. We'll start the pushers. Well, you know what? Let's just address the trauma in people's lives. Let's address the mental health issues. Let's address poverty. We won't need drug suppliers. We won't need to have illicit drugs, right? Will it be a perfect world? Probably not. I don't know if we can ever reach perfect, but we sure have a long ways to go towards improving it.
That was Debbie Warren, Executive Director of Ensemble Moncton. You are listening to Tantramar Report.